Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. As a child, she tried playing soccer, but ended up a competitive gymnast. Now she dances and just learned to play ultimate frisbee. Jessica Labby is our co-host. She grew up hating gym class and didn't discover physical fitness until her 20s when she started hiking and working with a personal trainer. Mike Clark, our producer, enjoys tennis and has a goal of playing more regularly. These three together are quite motivating, make you want to get up and move. You too are about to be inspired to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Welcome, everybody. As usual, we're here talking about full potential living. You know, I can add CrossFit training to that list now, and I tell you, that's not easy stuff. It's like the PX90 stuff you're doing, Mike, right?
You look pretty buff, Jenny.
Well, thanks, Mike, for noticing. I have been working hard on that. In the studio today, we have a very exciting guest. He heads up the professional division of Innate Response, which is a New Hampshire-based organic whole foods nutrition supplement company that we have just started carrying in the office. He has lectured around the country on the complex science of whole food nutrition. Please welcome James Doherty.
Hey, James.
Thank you very much.
So glad you're here. You know, let's start off with just some basics. You know, one thing that makes Innate Response so amazing is that it's a whole food supplement line. Let's make sure that our listeners understand, not just even in supplements, what the concept of whole foods is.
Sure, absolutely. And there's a lot of confusion around that as well. In the country, I think we're inundated by vitamin messages, no matter where we go. The convenience store, the grocery store, department stores, everywhere. In fact, in the country today, there's over 1,400 different supplement companies.
Wow.
And the messages,
wow.
The messages are truly confusing, to say the least, because everyone's touting something different, everyone's saying they're different. But yet, when you look at the back panel, the supplement facts panel, they almost all look the same. In fact, these vitamins typically have these two-part chemical names.
Oh, you mean like ascorbic acid?
Exactly. You see these two-part chemical names when you look at your back of the bottle, and I advise everyone to do this when they're going over what products they should take and what products they shouldn't take, is to look. And if they see two-part chemical names, and some of the ones that are going to be on their bottles are calcium carbonate, ascorbic acid, pyridoxine hydrochloride, among others. If you see these two-part chemical names, you're not getting a whole food vitamin, and it doesn't really matter if there's green peppers or oranges thrown in there with those two-part chemical names. There are no two-part chemicals in foods.
So what makes a two-part chemical name? Is it more of a synthetic vitamin, or has it been extracted? What does that mean?
Synthetic, yes. But unfortunately, when you go into these stores, whatever store it may be, you never look on the shelf and see synthetic B complex. You never see synthetic vitamin C.
They're not going to use that term.
They're just not.
Yeah.
Marketing companies, many companies, are very savvy on how they market these products to people. And it's unfortunate because there is a way that, you know, it's kind of not full disclosure on the label.
It's deceptive.
Very deceptive. Yeah.
Well, I know that, you know, vitamins are a big business, and a lot of the companies are more from a marketing perspective than actually quality perspective. And, you know, I just know that I want to eat a whole food diet. You know, whole foods meaning I want to eat the food the way it was grown. I want to eat carrots. I want to eat chard and kale and potatoes and food the way it was actually made in the ground, not cut and heated and processed and packaged and salted. You know, I know when I put the whole food into my body just naturally knows what to do with it. So it makes sense to me that if I'm going to take a supplement or a vitamin, I want that to be whole as well, because I know there's a synergistic quality of that, meaning your body's, when our body takes in the entire food at once, it knows what to do with it. So I know that the chemical compounds, you know, the ascorbic acid versus, say, just a vitamin C, our bodies, I would assume, don't process as the same way.
Right.
Is that
true? Not even close. Not even close. In fact, there's multiple studies that have been done, published in the journal in Nature, and the work was done at Cornell University and work done over in Europe, repeating a constantly the same message, is that those two-part chemical names that you see on your vitamin bottles, if you're not getting it from 100% whole food source, are lacking in not only the phytonutrition, but other cofactors that we haven't even yet begun to understand.
Well, that must go in with, there's a book called Food and Healing by Anne-Marie Colbin, and she talks about how when you break apart a nutrient, say you take vitamin A out of the carrot and you consume just the vitamin A, our bodies were designed to consume the whole carrot, so your body is looking for the rest of the nutrients. So I would assume that supplements would be like that, because I know that if you take, say, just B6, your body can get imbalanced because it needs the other B components with it. So I would think the same would be true if you're taking a whole bunch of isolated ingredients and trying to put them together. It won't, the sum of the parts does not equal the whole.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And, you know, over the years, they've discovered that. I remember when I first was introduced into vitamins back in the 1980s, the advertisements and the news on vitamin E was mesmerizing. I mean, it said it cured heart disease. And if people remember, vitamin E was taken off the shelves everywhere because everybody was buying it. It's just they couldn't keep it in stock. But after a few years, they discovered that that DL-alpha-tocopherol wasn't the natural form. It was a synthetic form, so you needed the D-alpha-tocopherol. Well, several years later, they realized that there's mixed tocopherols, and now we realize that there's tocotrienols. And just last year, the National Cancer Institute discovered 4 additional tocopherols that aren't in any supplements unless it's coming from 100% whole food formulas.
Wow. So I guess the difference is you get the whole carrot, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Jessica, you saw this, right? I mean, you went on a tour of the facility here in Derry, New Hampshire. What did you see?
I got to see the laboratory. I got to see how things are tested. Like, all of the nutrients are tested for heavy metals.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the fun part, actually, of the laboratory was seeing the flame that's hotter than the sun.
Oh, wow.
Will you explain what that flame does?
Sure. We test all of our products through a whole panel of testing to make sure that you're getting unadulterated food and the food is as pure as it possibly can be. And so one of the tests that we do is for heavy metals, and we use what's known as inductively coupled plasma. And that plasma has a torch that's hotter than the surface of the sun. And what that does is it breaks down the product we're testing, and it identifies if there's any heavy metals in there, such as mercury, lead, cadmium, and arsenic. And so we can test down to 10 parts per million in these products to make sure that you're getting a product that's free of all these heavy metals. I mean, we worry about heavy metals in fish nowadays with mercury and salmon and such. And a lot of companies, most companies, in fact, don't test for heavy metals in those supplements. And it's a big concern when it comes to calcium and multivitamins.
Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that supplements really can be quite different. They think if they buy a supplement just to say at the local grocery store versus a health food store versus through a doctor, they don't fully realize there's quite a difference. So, you know, if we were to purchase, say, a multivitamin through a grocery store, I assume those compounds that are in it were made in a lab. They're synthetic.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me about where you get the products that go into your supplements. What does it look like? I've heard that it's actual broccoli comes to your facility and blueberries. I mean, tell me about that.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Describe that to me, because I think that's fascinating.
Sure. All of the ingredients that we use in our product are fresh, whole, raw foods. And it really is a wonderful sight when you look at it, because I've toured other supplement companies. I've been to some of the biggest companies out there, and you don't see fresh foods because they're not using foods. They're using chemical names. They're using ascorbic acid. They're using pyridoxine hydrochloride. So you see these white crystalline powders and these red powders and these things that just don't look natural. But when you look and you go through our facility, what you see is fresh broccoli arriving frozen and fresh carrots arriving. And all of these are organic foods that we're sourcing. We just signed an agreement with Organic Valley. So we're getting our foods from a cooperative of over 700 different farmers.
Now, do you use local companies when you can?
Whenever possible, yes.
That's cool. You know, in New Hampshire, we don't have a lot of year-round fresh food. But I'm sure in the summertime you're able. What type of foods can you get locally for the lab?
Carrots are one of the biggest things that we can get. That's pretty easy to receive locally. But we also have an agreement with Dekus for our cranberries, or the local cranberry bogs in the area
cool.
as well.
Wow, that's right.
And blueberries, of course.
Can I ask a question about toxicity? I know there's a lot in magazines and there's warnings everywhere about, you know, getting too much of a certain nutrient, like vitamin A, for example. It can cause side effects if you get too much. That's not the case with whole food supplements. Can you explain that?
Sure. That's a very good question. Most supplement companies, if you look at a supplement bottle, and that's something that I'd like to show people, supplement bottles throughout the years. Before 1990, most supplements contained 10,000 IU of beta carotene and of vitamin A. And based on toxicity studies, they found that 10,000 IU of beta carotene in vitamin A can be toxic. But when you think about this, think of that, one cup of carrots, one measly cup of carrots, and that's not a whole lot. One cup of carrots contains 50,000 IU of beta carotene. So it's five times the amount, yet there's no toxicity with a carrot. And with 10,000 IU of synthetic beta carotene in vitamin A, it's toxic.
And I've been trying to explain this to patients since we've had the whole food supplements in our office, and it's such a different concept for them.
Yeah.
It's not easy to grasp that. You're not going to get toxicity from this.
Well, that makes sense. Our bodies are so intelligent, they know what to do. So they're not going to have the same reaction as they would to something chemical. Well, you know, we're going to head to break, but what I want to know when we come back is, you know, I work really hard personally to have a whole food diet, as I know many of our listeners do. When you really are eating well, you're eating farm food, fresh, organic, whole food on a regular basis, do you even need a supplement? We'll answer that question when we come back from break.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We're in the studio with James Doherty, who heads up the Professional Division of Innate Response, which is cool because it's based right here in New Hampshire. It's whole organic food supplements. And you know, I asked the question before break, James, you know, someone who's really eating a healthy whole food diet, they really have their act together, they're consistent. Do you think that they need to take any supplements?
That's always been a tough question to answer. And I think the best answer that I've found is that if you grow your own fruits and vegetables in your garden, and you can pick that tomato at exactly 12:25 in the afternoon when it reaches that peak of ripeness, right? And it's got full of all the nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, all those other cofactors that we were talking about earlier. And you can do that for all the fruits and vegetables in your garden. Then I think you're at that Garden of Eden level where you're close to not needing supplements.
Yeah, I have time for that.
Right. And that's the problem. You know, a lot of people see organic in of itself and think, wow, that's the apex. But really, growing your own is the apex, right? That's the best. So organic foods are, you know, they can be picked before they're ripe as well. And the foods that we commonly buy at the grocery store aren't organic, so they're a little bit less. And then a lot of foods that we get at restaurants and, you know, just normal day-to-day activities do not meet nutritional requirements.
Well, I know even the quality of our soil has been so depleted that our nutrient quality is not there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, where potatoes are grown in Maine, even there are lower levels of iron than there should be. In Idaho, the same can be true for selenium in California out in the West. And these are trace minerals that are critically important on a day-to-day basis to receive.
I always feel like in the winter, I feel like I need more supplementation just because we can't get as fresh whole food, you know, here in New England.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also difficult when you think, if you have to think every day, okay, did I get enough calcium today? Do I need to eat this? Do I need to, you know, having some kind of supplement to supplement what you don't get, to me, feels good.
So I guess the concept that taking a supplement as an insurance to make sure your body's getting what it needs actually does make sense then.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And then based on your lifestyle, you can expand that multivitamin program that you have and add in, if you don't eat, you know, fresh nuts and seeds and berries, to add in omega oils, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't eat on a daily basis the way you should because you travel a lot, well, maybe you need a more extensive multivitamin and supplemental program.
Or vitamin D in the winter time.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you don't have sunlight. Well, you know, I had somebody ask me a question the other day, and I wasn't sure how to answer it. It's the most basic of all questions, but I'm just curious to see what you'll say. You know, what is a vitamin?
It's a great question, and it's a question that I do a lot of lectures across the countries with naturopaths and with chiropractors and nutritional practitioners alike. And when I'm doing the lecture, I'll ask that question, and I get so many blank stares.
You do, really? Yeah, because like, how do you answer that?
Right. And it's amazing because they'll know the latest research on omega-3 oils. They'll know the latest research on Parkinson's disease and CoQ10, et cetera, et cetera. But really, the definition of a vitamin is the basic foundation of what we're using. And so to understand what a vitamin is, you have to go back to when they were discovered. And when they were discovered, what they were actually looking for were drugs to cure diseases.
Oh, you mean like scurvy?
Exactly.
Really? Okay.
Scurvy, beriberi, rickets. All of these were diseases that were basically cured with these drugs, whether it be vitamin C for scurvy, whether it be vitamin D for rickets, etc.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, and you say drug because it was synthetic.
Well, that's right. And originally they were used as drugs. They weren't sold in health food stores. They weren't sold to the public at the time. They were administered as drugs. And then at some point in time, that changed. Probably in the 1950s, 1960s, they started showing up in health food stores and different places to be sold. But that's what people are taking, vitamins. And when we look at taking vitamins and we look at the epidemic of insulin resistance, of metabolic syndrome, of cardiovascular risk factors, it's not making much of a difference.
Well, you know, I think it's because it's paralleled our food supply declining. It's paralleled fast food industry. It's paralleled genetic modified ingredients. It's paralleled increased processing and increased sugar.
That's absolutely right. So you're increasing taking more refined foods, and what they're putting back into the refined foods because they're trying to make them quote unquote more complete are these synthetic vitamins. And you can look at the packaging on breads and cereals. And you see riboflavin, you see ferrous fumarate or iron, right? So they're putting them back, but they're stripping out the whole food context of all of that phytomedicinals, all of that phytonutrition. That's really what we need to help nutritionally support us through these types of chronic diseases that are in America today.
I read once that the food refining process is basically like taking a vacuum to a food and sucking out all of its benefits, all of its nutrients. So then we have, say, just a white flour. And then what's done is, because that increases the shelf life, it's cheaper. And then what that, and because they can sell off the nutrients separately, make more money. But then we add back in the synthetic vitamins to, you know, try to boost basically the fortified quality of the food. Yeah. But it's, I mean, it's so far from a healthy food product.
Seems like a lot of work too.
It does seem like a lot of work.
Oh, that's
that's
right.
Money.
That's right. Now think about this. Think about what people are doing with vitamins today. They're not replacing, through that vacuum analogy, which I think is fantastic, they're not replacing everything that was removed from that food.
That's right. They're just adding more of the synthetic stuff back in.
Exactly. Look at the package of bread that you have and look at the multivitamin you're taking. They're the same chemicals.
Thing. Right.
Yeah, that's very true. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So you're not replacing what is lacking from that diet by taking a vitamin. It goes totally opposite to what you probably thought you were doing. What people need to do is supplement with whole food medicinals, whole food supplements that are going to provide those trace amounts of the things that are removed from their foods.
So ideally, if you're eating a whole food diet and taking a whole food supplementation, you're really giving your body the best opportunity to create health, to be healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Well, this brings me to, you know, I get asked this all the time by our clients, is what supplement should most people take? If just, you know, 10 people were to come up to you and say, okay, just tell us the basics. Should I be on a multivitamin? Should I be on a fish oil? Should I be on an antioxidant? What would you recommend, say, for your family that they take on a daily basis?
Really depends on the person, but everyone that I know of benefits from a multivitamin. First and foremost, most people would benefit from taking a probiotic as well, because the foods that we're eating simply do not have the probiotics anymore. They're lacking in our diet.
Now, you call your probiotic flora. Can you explain, because just so people know what that means, either you can refer to it as a probiotic or a flora supplement. Can you explain what that is exactly, what people would be taking, what would they be ingesting?
The flora? Yeah, the flora. Flora is our probiotic. Flora is basically, when you think of probiotics, you think of multiple species of friendly bacteria in your gut that helps improve digestion, helps improve production of B vitamins, helps your immune system, and just a plethora of so many different things. And so by taking a probiotic that's multi-strain, right, that's high enough potency, you're repopulating that friendly bacteria in the digestive tract to improve your immunity, to improve your digestion, to improve your overall well-being.
And we know that's especially critical for someone who's ever in their life taken an antibiotic.
Oh, that's right.
You know, anti is against life, probiotic is for life, and it helps what we call re-inoculate or put back in the healthy bacteria that let us digest our food properly.
Right.
And drinking treated water. Tap water, some well waters are treated with chemicals that will deplete your body of friendly bacteria as well.
Yeah, definitely people who have a lowered immune system or any type of bowel problems, I've noticed if they take probiotic, they're better, as well as a digestive enzyme, because it helps your body break down the food more efficiently.
Yes, I would fully agree. And then beyond that, I think anyone can individualize their own supplement program. You know, we all have our own biological terrain. Our nature's fingerprint, if you will, is different on an individual by individual basis. And then also, we need to be wary of the day-to-day insults that we cause our body. You know, do we use hair care products that are made with questionable chemicals?
What?
I don't.
Mike doesn't have hair, for our listeners. Okay, go ahead.
So many other things. You know, what is your occupation, right? What is your occupation? What happens is a lot of people have compact fluorescent bulbs in their house. They leave in the morning where it's not really light out yet, get to their office, and they're back under compact fluorescent bulbs.
Yeah, your environment.
So your environment is a huge important.
So what supplement would that person, what would you recommend?
I would recommend Adrenal Response for more people than I think you would think, because the endocrine system can be so disrupted by these insults, whether it be phytoestrogens from plastics in our environment and body care products, or compact fluorescent bulbs, you know, that we have in our house and our work environment, your whole endocrine system becomes upheavaled. And the endocrine system, if you really want to think about it, it's the body's thermostat for so many different regulations. It regulates all different aspects of your body. And if you don't have that working properly, you're probably going to be what most people are. You're going to be tired during the day. You're going to be awake at night because your biological clock is way off kilter.
Right.
Right? You're going to have low energy. You're going to have high stress. And you're not going to be able to cope with all those things.
Yeah, I could see how in today's environment that what you just said would fit many, many people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jessica, what innate response products are we carrying in the office now?
We've got a multi, one daily with iron, one without. You only have to take one.
Some supplements have to take like six.
We have a B complex. We have C. We have the flora probiotic. We have
Digestive enzymes.
Digestive enzymes. Love those. We have a cholesterol response. That's the name of it, right? We have an antioxidant. And I want to say there's one more, and I can't remember what
it is. I think I need all of those.
Well, and it sounds like the Adrenal Response would be a great product to carry as well.
Yeah, there's a few others in the catalog that look intriguing to me.
This may be a kind of a basic question, but again, I think our listeners might be asking this. As a general rule, in your opinion, James, if someone were to start taking whole food supplementation, say maybe someone who's never even taken any supplements, what type of benefit might they experience in general, even from like say a one a day? Will people even feel different?
Yeah, absolutely. And the way the body recognizes whole food supplements is totally different. You know, when a lot of people take high potency B complex, they get this sudden energy rush, right? And they feel energized from that, but it doesn't sustain. And so the best analogy that I can give you with a whole food supplement is most vitamins, high potency vitamins, could be more like a candy bar or sugar and give you that spike.
Sure.
Right.
But with whole food supplements, after taking them for a few days, it's that steady, balanced energy. It's a very well sense of well-being and support, and it's progressive, that support.
So you don't get that spike.
Exactly.
From others. Yeah.
Exactly.
That makes so much sense.
And think about this as well. You know, there's smokers, that people that don't eat well. And you can look at that person in their 30s and 40s, right? And they may smoke and they may not eat well. And you look at someone that eats really well and doesn't smoke, it's very difficult sometimes to tell who's healthier, right? Because it doesn't really manifest in people until it's in their 50s or 60s or 70s and so far. And then it's very drastic, that difference between a smoker and a non-smoker. And you can see it. And so by getting on a whole food supplement program, that is eating well, exercising, getting plenty of rest, and taking whole food supplements, as opposed to taking the synthetic vitamins that we talked about with those two-part chemical names, not exercising, not leading a healthy lifestyle, you're going to see these accumulated benefits happen over years. And it will prove itself through
And it's certainly a small investment for that type of, like, as we were saying, health insurance and benefit to experience right away.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that most supplements that you can buy, synthetic supplements, are really just expensive urine.
And you know what else I've seen on the back? I've read the back of vitamins in the drugstore. I've seen red number 40 dye in children's vitamins, which that dye is associated with ADHD. We all know that. Sweeteners, artificial sweeteners in your vitamins. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, there's more harmful chemicals than there is benefit.
Right, absolutely. And then when you get to that point, right, where you see people, and some people you see, they're in their 70s, but they look like they're in their 50s. And then you see other people, they're in their 50s, but, you know, they look like they're in their 70s.
Careful.
Well, James, you look like you're about 24.
I know.
Can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 39 August 25th. Yes.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, if you're any testament to how good you can look and I assume you feel on whole food supplements, count us in. I'd like to have you back, James, to talk more specifically about certain supplements that you carry, because there's some interesting supplements that work with helping your body have balanced cholesterol levels. We talked about the adrenal response, more about antioxidants. I think that'd be very interesting for our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love it.
Well, thanks for being here. I hope that this information has given you some drive to go out and get some whole food supplementation to balance your whole food diet. You're going to, Mike?
I'm going to.
That's awesome. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.